Mac and Gatos are lightweight losers.
Beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time.
Losers.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Losers.
He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Mac and Gatos are lightweight losers.
Today is Monday. It's 3:05. That means we talk to our good buddy John Hook from Fox 10. He anchors the 4, 5, and 9 o'clock newscast. John, how are you?
That is classic. Little River Band and snippets of Kelly Ward.
Well, it kind of just all fell together, John. That's for sure.
Wow, that was a nice little piece of editing. Who put that together?
Oh, John, I mean, we're the Ferrari of radio shows.
Come on,
I mean, we've got dozens of people. I mean, come on.
You have to ask, really?
Hey, John, let's ask you the first question that we asked Governor Jan Brewer last week about, you know, Kelly Ward ripping us, saying that, you know, we're losers. John, do you think we're losers?
Well, I'd like to think...
Wait a minute!
Yes, well, no! How about no?
No, I'd like to think not, because by being on this program every Monday, by extension, I am part of Mac and Gatos. I'm a loser. That makes me a loser, too.
Oh, I see.
It's a beautiful thing, John, because we've actually put this on social media. We said, hey, listen, you know, join the losers club, you know?
Right.
Join the lightweight losers club and just take a selfie, but put your finger up over your forehead with a big L. And we've had hundreds and hundreds of people do it. And it's just the most hilarious thing because, you know, it's not every day you get attacked by,
the chairman of the Republican Party.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
I like your answer better than Brewer's. Jan Brewer was like,
yeah, there was
no.
It
took about 10 seconds to say no.
A very pregnant pause, John.
Yeah, right. We're going on like 10 months pregnant pause.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hey, John, if you ever want to interview Kelly Ward, just let us know. We'll call her because obviously we are in good standing with the head of the Arizona Republican Party.
Well, you must have really ticked her off with that whole deal. It dealt with
the email.
What I'm trying to, right.
It was
right.
A fundraising email that said we're going to stop Mark Kelly, the Democrat,
dead in his tracks. Right. Yeah. Right. And even Martha McSally didn't like the choice of words. Right.
And neither did Jan Brewer.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's fair, and I think Kelly Ward knows that that's fair. That's not out of bounds. I understand that she's saying she didn't mean it in terms of gun violence, but you do have to be careful in this day and age about the language you use. And so would there have been a better, more artful way to put it? Yes, of course. And I'm sure she even believes that.
Not so sure.
Yeah, I mean, John, we know that she likes to stir the pot. I mean,
she likes to pour gas on the fire.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't help her party, though.
See, that's the problem that we're having, is that this may push more people to the middle or to independent or even vote for a Democrat, because how could somebody say what she said when John McCain was diagnosed, or when John McCain said, I'm going to stop treatment, and she said, hey, you're taking my spotlight away from me. I mean, it's just one thing after another where, okay, once maybe a slip, maybe didn't realize this woman has made a career out of, as Gato said, pouring gasoline on an already hot fire.
Well, I would say you're giving too much credit to the power of her words. Granted, do I think she should be more careful about what she says? Sure. And I think in reflection, she would think that, too. She may not admit it. But are you going to see some defection from people's political position because of what she said? I highly doubt it.
John Hook is joining us from Fox 10. And John, you know how we are. We don't like either party.
We're losers.
Well, of course we are.
John, you know how we are.
You don't have to say it again. I mean, I think he already knows. But you, in terms of politics, I mean, we look at you know, some stuff that Trump does. Okay, we like some of it, and some of it we don't like. You look at the Democrats. Okay, they said a couple of good things in that debate, and then there was other stuff that we didn't like. How about this Arizona lawmaker? Arizona State Representative Jay Lawrence had to come out.
Wait a minute. You guys know Jay. You guys worked with Jay.
Yeah. I know Jay. Oh, yeah. I know Jay Lawrence very well. There's no doubt.
Lovable Jay.
Right. Lovable Jay Lawrence. Wasn't so lovable when he said this quote. Okay. Now he's in politics. He said black and brown communities, if you look at the weapons that they have, they are not licensed. They are better armed than the police officers who are supposed to be controlling them. Black and brown communities, black communities in particular, have gangs, and the gangs have to be stopped. Okay, so I read it, and I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, Jay, why you didn't say that very well. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
and everybody's
yeah.
calling Jay Lawrence a racist. Well,
I don't believe that.
I've known Jay Lawrence yeah. for 20 years. I think he's a decent human being.
I agree.
But I certainly don't like this comment. And then here's the thing. This is what I'm getting to. He came out and he said, "I sincerely apologize for my poor worded comments." So my point in bringing this up is, you've got a Republican who said something stupid again. We have that. We have that.
There's
in this
a
town,
pattern which, of years.
Joe
of this.
Arpaio, David Stringer, we go on and on.
Yeah.
But you know what? Jay Lawrence said, "I sincerely apologize," and I like that. At least the guy came out and apologized. Kelly Ward, she's never going to apologize for anything. But Jay Lawrence said, "You know what? I really did screw up. I'm going to say this. I sincerely apologize."
Right.
And I give him credit.
I agree with that. I also think, are we in a position now in America where no one is allowed to misspeak ever and use a bad choice of words ever without getting just castigated?
Well,
I mean, people misspeak all the time.
Well, it's one thing to say an inappropriate word, you know, when you're reading something or in conversation, that's a gaffe. It's another, though, when it seems to be a dog whistle or some kind of indication of something a little more nefarious.
Can I add something to that? It's almost like, are you misspeaking or are you really saying how you feel?
Right.
And
you're coaching it in a way that you can say, oh, like Stringer. Hey, I was just bringing up the question. I don't really know how I feel. Oh, please, come on.
So you think that what you get with these mistakes or quote unquote gaffes is you kind of it pulls back the curtain on the real person.
I think it's talking to a part of the party that a lot of people don't think really exists
or it does. Did people say this kind of stuff before Trump? Did Trump make it okay for you to kind of say whatever is on your mind and not put it in a little bit different words where you just we're going to scorched earth. Here we go.
Yeah, right. There's no subtlety. Yeah.
And by the way, it's on both sides. I mean, Beto O'Rourke, man. I mean, that guy curses. He wants to take everybody's gun away. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right.
So I don't know. Is it misspeaking or they really feel that way? I don't know.
Or is it all politics?
Well, and we jump, especially in an election year, anything that just goes a little bit awry, we jump all over to make a huge deal out of it. Kelly Ward is not going to apologize, I don't believe. I think she's probably taking a chapter from Trump on that. You never apologize about anything.
Right.
But I don't think if she had it to do over again, she probably would have used words differently.
Totally disagree.
Are you sure,
come on,
John?
No way.
I do.
No way.
I do.
No, that was planned, John. That wasn't a misspeak. That was planned. That kind
dead
of a person
in his
plans
tracks,
it.
Right.
given what happened to his
right.
wife.
Because he's a gun grabber. Right.
Yeah,
I guess I give
people more credit than that.
John, didn't she say that
isn't a choice I would have made.
John, didn't she say that he was hiding behind his wife's skirt too? Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. I have not heard that.
Yes, I mean that's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's that dog whistle thing, John. Of I'm just throwing it out there. Why aren't there more white kids around? Well, we need them to assimilate the blacks and the Hispanic. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know if I believe that. It's like they walk it up to make sure people, hey, did you hear what I said? And then they walk it back when the majority or the sane people said, hey, whoa, you can't say this kind of stuff.
But do you think this is party specific?
Well, so far, it has been a lot of Arizona Republicans that have been saying some pretty dicey things.
But it's not. It's certainly not just with Republicans. I mean,
I'm just saying Arizona, we've dealt with that.
I agree. But look at the country. I mean, there are some Democrats saying stuff about the president that it's sickening.
So, totally agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely.
But who calls those people out?
I probably Trump on Twitter. I mean, really?
Right.
I mean,
Trump's the only one.
Who else does it?
Well, then it becomes politics that Mitch McConnell gets into it, and then the Nancy Pelosi gets into it. That's politics.
Yeah. And you see the sickening stuff on TV.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the stuff that CNN says about Trump, that's why I don't watch CNN. Fox, they want to kiss his butt. I'm not watching that either. But it's not just – Max Wright, it's Arizona Republicans. There are three or four of them that, are –
We've dealt with this for a couple years
now. Right, right. But
you know, the
all,
one thing I
all
will
all,
say
it's both
about
parties.
When people are talking about Fox News, I hear this a lot. I will say this. If you guys – do you ever watch Shepard Smith?
We can't because we're in here. But, yeah,
okay.
I've seen clips.
Shepard
he does
Smith
call him out.
Definitely, definitely left-leaning. And I defy MSNBC or CNN to put forward or show me any of their news anchors who are leaning to the right. So for all of the stuff that people throw at Fox, and not because I work for them, but I think this is very interesting. Shepard Smith is not a fan of the president. That is clear. He is on his case every show.
Right.
And there is no one analogous to Shepard Smith on the other two networks that lean left. There just aren't.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean,
point.
You're
it's
right. I mean, that's one example. It's just nowadays, it's kind of like you have to analyze everything everybody says because you're right. There is no innocent gaffe anymore. There's always got to be an agenda.
Well, it's like when Trump said the other day, he said his son, he said it was
Donald Jr.?
No.
Baron.
Baron. He said something about Melania's son.
Oh, yes. Right.
And they did like 4 hours on it. And I'm just like, this is the dumbest thing in the world.
Did he really conceive Barron? Is he really
right,
Trump's
exactly.
son?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Everybody's parsing words right now, looking for, trying to score right. some points. But, yeah, I mean, that's interesting that you think Kelly Ward would do that again and write it the same way. You think that? That's interesting.
Next time she puts out an email, she's going to write exactly what she wants. And then we're going to say, we told you so.
Is she going to call you losers again?
I hope so, because it's a badge of honor for me. All right, get out of here, you loser. We got to go.
I know. I'm part of the losers. I feel honored.
You should be.
Thank you.
You should be. All right, John.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk to you
next time.
See you
guys.
John Hook, Fox 10.
Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Make sure you tune in every morning at 8:53. I join Jim Sharp in Arizona's Morning News as I debut the Gatos Big Q poll question of the day, brought to you by my awesome friends, your Valley Toyota dealers. Here's today's Big Q at KTAR.com. The biggest surprise of the weekend was A, ASU Sun Devils win in Michigan State. B, Democratic presidential candidates calling for the impeachment of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. C, Trump, Pelosi, Schumer actually talk to each other about guns. Or D, the Cardinals losing a close game to the heavily favored Ravens. Mac, what's the poll say? Who's leading?
All right, leading right now, 53% ASU, Sun Devils, beating Michigan State. But surprisingly, number two, Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer talking to each other.
Well, I think that's one of the more underreported stories. And I think that's why maybe it is in second place. I think a lot of people were surprised that there was at least a phone conversation between the three. And that's actually why I included it. I think everybody knew about ASU's win. Mm-hmm. I think everybody, if
many of us watched the Cardinals game.
Yeah. The big news, I think, over the weekend, if you look at it, was Brett Kavanaugh and what I thought was a hit job by the New York Times in that piece. But I don't think a lot of people knew that Trump and Pelosi and Schumer talked about guns. And I mean, I continue to hear that the president has some sort of plan for background checks. Because if you look at it, he's already banned the bump stocks, which to me is
right.
a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
I mean, it just doesn't do much for me because bump stocks aren't the problem. How do you stop somebody who wants to shoot a bunch of people?
Of course, but if bump stocks aren't around, they're going to be less bullet spraying, like what happened in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because that, So I mean, do I think Trump and Pelosi and Schumer could agree on anything? No. What color is the sky? All three of them will have a different opinion.
So the fact that they actually got on the same conference call it didn't end with something blowing up or getting on fire is pretty good.
But isn't that pathetic? That we think it's pretty good that the three just talked.
Well, it hasn't happened in a lot of years, you know? I mean,
no,
Congress has
no,
not
well, they've well, got conversations.
My point is, my point is that Congress doesn't want to work with each other for so many years that I'm surprised that Pelosi even got on the phone. I'm surprised that Chuck Schumer even talked to the president.
Well, I mean, I could, you know, or the president wanted to talk to them because he kicked them out of their office one time.
That's right.
All right, Gatos Big Q poll of the question, Gatos Big Q poll question of the day.
Jim Sharp says it's the best part of his show.
Brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. All right, coming up next, why did a boy's teacher put up a yard sign in front of his house? Well, we'll tell you why and what it said, and did the kid deserve it next?
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos.
Latin Grammy Award-winning musician Alejandro Sanz is heading to Comerica Theater October 2nd. Go to the rewards page at KTAR.com. All details and your chance to win tickets.
I know it's starting to get into political season, and maybe, you know, you'll see some yard signs out there.
Yes.
I hate those signs, by the way.
You mean like vote for this person
or
no on Prop 105 or whatever?
Do you think people vote put that crap out there just because they want to say, it's not that they want to get you to vote like that. It's like, I want you to know who I'm voting for and you're wrong. That's why I think they put the signs out there.
They could.
Yeah.
It could be a total spite thing.
Here's my Trump sign.
Yeah.
Here's my middle finger.
I'm loud and proud.
Here's my Beto sign and here's my finger. Well, we've got a different type of yard sign.
Yes.
And this comes from Alabama. Roll Tide.
There you go.
Got that right.
You did.
Okay, good. So there's a third grader. And the third grader had to take a test with, you know, everybody, you know, in class.
Right.
And the kid got 100%. And from what I understand, the kid doesn't get 100% that much.
So
not
it's
saying
very
he's a bad
rare.
Student. Right.
But it's rare that he gets 100%.
You never got 100% on anything.
I don't think I ever did.
I remember getting a lot of 100%.
Like for not showing up? What do you mean 100%?
You know, just for
a quiz. I thought
you
stunk in school. What are you talking about?
No, you stunk in school. I was average. Anyway, there's...
All right.
Don't roll your eyes.
No.
Loser.
Yeah.
Sorry. Lightweight.
Loser.
So this third grader got 100% on the test.
Good for him.
Here's what the Alabama teacher did. She gave him a yard sign.
This Alabama teacher made him a yard sign so he could put in maybe a little more annoying than those political signs are those bumper stickers that say my honor student goes to XYZ Middle School.
Yeah.
But that's not what this teacher did. She congratulated him for getting 100%.
Here's what the sign said. The teacher's name is Mrs. Caffey.
Okay.
So it says Mrs. Caffey is proud of you. That's all it said.
It didn't, not for the 100%.
It didn't say congratulations for getting 100%.
Okay.
It didn't say you're better than all my other students. it didn't say third grade is great. You might graduate,
maybe.
To fourth. I don't know. No, it said Mrs. Caffey is proud of you, and she hand-delivered the sign to the kid's house.
That's a big, big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Okay, but... Are we now expecting that the teachers have to drive, let's say, all over the valley to plant a sign that says, I'm proud of you? Why can't the teacher say in class, hey, you got 100%. I'm really, really proud of you.
Maybe sometimes that's all the kid needs. Maybe this kid deserves a little more. I mean, teachers know their kids, right?
Yep.
Teachers know what motivates a lot of kids, and kids are motivated in different ways.
So you're saying this kid needed a sign?
Maybe.
The teacher knew this kid needed a sign.
I would trust the teacher's judgment over anybody else because she spends most of the day with the kid, right? Mm-hmm. She knows who this kid is, and good for her for taking the time to not only make a sign, but to also allow him to, I guess, revel in the fact that somebody made me a sign, and somebody, did she put it in his yard or just give it to him?
Put it in his yard.
Okay, so.
She hammered that sucker down.
Like she's a real estate agent, right? So good for her because I know with my 10-year-old, mom and dad don't matter. Mom and dad doesn't matter what we say. We can say you're smart, you're beautiful, we can say that all day. If a teacher says it to her, it is gospel truth. Mm-hmm. That's where she gets her affirmation from, and that's kind of kind of sad because it kicks dad right in the pants. You know, you know, I told you you were good. You didn't tell me like Miss blah, blah, blah did. You know, oh, whatever. The sign, okay, but at least the teacher's involved. The teacher cares. That's a great thing for that kid to realize.
A third grader got 100% on a test. The teacher went over to his house, gave him a yard sign. It said, Miss Caffey is proud of you now.
It's better than okay. The signs we've seen before of, you know, I stole something and the punishment is I have to stand on the side of the road with my sign
right.
saying
but this
I
kid,
stole something.
This kid didn't do anything wrong.
No, right, right. Good for them.
Okay, so now she's got to do it for everybody in the class, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, because you know how it goes.
No.
Everybody,
what did I say?
Everybody is going to know.
No.
Everybody's going to know.
No.
You don't
she
think everybody's going to
know? She knows how everybody's motivated. Maybe this kid needs that kind of motivation. Not every student.
You're missing my point.
No, you didn't understand my point.
Every kid
Wrong.
Is going to know that Miss Caffey put a yard sign in his.
Right.
And now every other kid wants it.
Maybe they don't.
I think they do.
Maybe that's not how they're motivated. Maybe they're motivated differently. So maybe Miss Caffey motivates another kid by doing something else. She's not going to make yard signs the rest of the year.
I think she's going to make yard
signs. And go
signs.
Around like a realtor.
I think she's going to have to make yard signs the rest of the year.
You know what? Then good for her. If she does, she's a better human being than I am because I wouldn't make a sign.
The next time I get 100 on a test and I'm in third grade and my teacher didn't stop by and give me a yard sign, that's what you're going to
All right,
to,
all right.
what parents
all
are
right.
going to have to deal with.
If you're the parent, do you actually go into parent-teacher conference and go,
what the heck?
What up, man?
Yeah.
My kid gets no sign?
Why not?
Does a parent have to be that petty?
Yes.
Come on.
Do they have to be?
I would kick you out of my classroom
no,
if that happened.
But will they be? Yes.
Oh, that's...
See, that's the bad part of
that
this whole
thing. That is horrible.
But that's the tough thing about this. I like this story. I think it's nice. I agree with you. I kind of think she knows the kid. And he probably needed some type of a boost of confidence.
Yeah.
Every other kid's going to be ticked. All parents are going to be ticked. They're going to want a selfie in front of that sign. I mean, it's just, come on.
No signs for you.
Well, you've set a precedent. Now you got to do a sign for everybody. It's going to be gas money.
She can't expense that, right?
She can't expense it.
The principal's going to put out a memo. No more signs.
Here's the other thing. You can't have the same sign. It can't say Miss Caffey is proud of you. It's got to say something different.
What do you mean?
I want a unique sign. I don't want the same
Why
sign.
Why can't
that,
it say I'm proud of you?
I don't want the same sign that the other kid got. Give me something better. Give me something unique. Can you color it?
Now, see, I totally hear you as a kid saying this. I would hope your parents wouldn't. I totally see
hey,
you
don't,
going, hey,
don't
what
bring,
about my sign? I'm Gatos.
Don't bring me up. I mean,
what,
you
what
know.
About me? What about my sign?
No.
I, you know where my front yard is?
Yeah.
Why don't you stop by?
It's like if we stopped by Arizona's Morning News and we put a sign that said, we like Jim. We like Jim Sharp.
Okay.
And we put the sign, even
but
though
that's
we,
true.
Even though we don't.
Well,
I mean, we have to. We work with
them. Oh, boy.
And then we put that sign in there. Then Bruce and Pamela are going to be like, well, where's my sign?
You know what?
And then
I
Chad Benson is going to be like, where's my sign?
I could see Chad. I guarantee you Bruce and Pamela. No way.
And then Dave Ramsey.
No way.
Where's my sign?
Where's my sign?
Better than I deserve.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we put on his.
Right, right.
Dave Ramsey's better than he deserves? No. Wait a minute. He's better? I don't know.
I'm just saying. Everybody's going to want a sign.
So okay, so what's wrong with that? What's wrong if everybody wants a sign?
Good, I'll give you a trophy too. Everybody
gets
a trophy.
No, you got to get 100. You got to get 100. Maybe that's the deal she can strike with her students. You get 100, you get a sign. That's not bad.
Yep, and then the kid that doesn't get 100, they didn't get a sign.
He didn't meet the requirements.
Yeah.
Beat it, Junior.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a
hey,
bad
listen,
thing.
Hey, listen, I don't think, I like what the Alabama teacher did, Roll Tide. But I'm just saying, I pointed out what the problems were, and this is, you know, this is going to happen.
Who is, you don't even know who the coach of Alabama is.
No, I have no idea.
Roll Tide. Yeah.
Okay, coming up, we've got the Big Four at 4.
Mm-hmm.
4 big blockbusters. You don't have to agree.
Well, it's true.
I mean, you're wasting time. That was like 10 seconds. You just wasted.
Ah, yeah.
Saying,
Uh-huh.
All right. So this next story we're going to do is going to, it's going to blow your mind.
You told me this story and I was like, I've never heard this before.
I never heard it either. We were actually warned, not Mac and I, America, warned 9/11 would happen in April of 2001. We heard the Phoenix memo and all that kind of,
right.
This is something totally different. We'll explain next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos.
All
right, coming up, the Big Four at 4, 4 big blockbuster stories, including did the Arizona Supreme Court act like it's 2019 or 1919? We'll talk about that coming up. Big Four at 4.
A story that I found online, I was reading it today, and I brought it, you know, to your attention earlier, and you said, wow, I never heard of that, and I never heard of it either. Maybe some of you have heard of this story, but we haven't. And last week was, it was 18 years since we got attacked on 9/11. And the story that I'm talking about is, it centers around a guy who is known as the Lion of Panjshir, I guess is what you call it. His name is Ahmed Massoud, okay? This was a guy that was a military leader in Afghanistan, and he knew about all the terrorist action going on there. He knew the Taliban was helping Al-Qaeda. He knew Al-Qaeda was helping the Taliban. And this man, Ahmed Massoud, he was fighting the bad guys. So he was a good guy.
He was a good guy.
In Afghanistan.
Okay.
Right. So he was one of the good guys in Afghanistan. Get this. There was a time where he started hearing these rumors about this large-scale terrorist attack on the U.S. and Europe. So he started talking about it.
When? Like, when did he find out?
He found out, I'm sure, around 2001, maybe a little earlier.
All right.
But he didn't have any specifics. But get this. Remember the Phoenix memo that went out in July? And it said there's
2001, right?
There's going to be a large-scale attack,
yeah.
Or Al-Qaeda is planning something big, and it fell on deaf ears.
Right.
That was like July.
This guy started earlier than that?
He started in April.
All right.
In April of 2001, he addressed the European Parliament, and in his speech, he said he acquired intelligence on plans for a large-scale terrorist attack on the U.S. and Europe. And he said the attack will change the world. It'll be carried out by a group the Taliban gave safe harbor to, which is Al-Qaeda.
Mm, that's pretty specific to me, isn't it?
Very specific.
Yeah.
He continued to warn about this through the summer of 2001, but he didn't have they're going to take down buildings. He didn't have they're going to hijack planes. He didn't have where they were going to attack.
Yeah.
Okay? So he was doing this the summer of 2001. And then on September 9th, Al-Qaeda killed him.
On September 9th of 2001.
They killed him. They killed him. They posed as journalists to interview him, and they murdered him. They set a bomb off that was inside a camera. They blew him up.
Hmm.
2 days later, 9/11 happened.
So he knew enough to start speaking about it and to be killed for it.
Publicly.
Publicly, yeah.
Yeah.
But that, man, I can't now remember. So did anybody take him? They had to have taken him seriously, right?
Well, I mean.
But did we not have enough info to figure it out?
I don't know. I think his warnings, obviously, they fell on deaf ears, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
was it
were,
so massively, like, I couldn't imagine that happened. That's got to be some kind of science fiction, right?
I mean, we all want to look back, and we all want to know, how could we have stopped that mass shooting? How could we have stopped a 9/11?
Well, remember, Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Remember, Bill Clinton said one of the biggest regrets was not taking care of bin Laden.
Not killing him.
When he had the chance. He always thought that bin Laden was a legal matter, not a terrorist matter, not a military matter.
He regretted it.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of an interesting story that I never heard. There was a guy who was an Afghan mm-hmm. leader and military guy who acquired intelligence that this was going to happen.
And would have been our ally.
And he would have been our ally because
yep.
we bombed the heck out of Afghanistan.
That's right.
So, pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next. Hey, we got the Big Four at 4. 4 big blockbuster stories. It's all coming up next.